Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Kevin, let's go ahead and dive in on this conversation. And I think we have audio of this. I do believe we
do
have some audio
Cut
from this.
14.
This that is correct, sir.
Myles Garrett was suspended for taking off Mason Rudolph's helmet and bashing him over the head with it.
Right.
And then there was a lot that happened after that. He had a 6-game suspension. He's been reinstated.
Right.
At the time, it was revealed that Mason Rudolph said a term that is unacceptable. And for some reason, it just kind of disappeared. Here's Myles Garrett talking about that.
I mean, he called me the N-word. He called me a stupid N-word. I don't like, I don't say the N-word, whether it's, you know, with A, E-R. To me personally, just shouldn't be said. And whether it's known by family, friends, anyone. And I don't want to use it because I don't want to find that appropriate around me for anyone to use. So when he said it, you know, it kind of sparked something, but I still tried to let it go and still walk away. Once he came back, it kind of reignited the situation.
All right. So here's my question. And so a lot of people are saying, I don't know, because it's he said, he said. Fair enough. Let's say, but like everything, you got the parabolic mics and everything is recorded all over the NFL. Let's say they can go back to this exact moment. And I want you guys to give us some insight on either one of these scenarios at Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. Let's say that it's proven that Myles Garrett is lying and Mason Rudolph didn't say that. Should there be additional repercussions for Myles Garrett for trying to trash the reputation of Mason Rudolph by calling him a racist? And then on the flip side, if it is proven that Mason Rudolph did say just that, what should be the repercussions for Mason Rudolph for that kind of hate speech?
I mean, I don't, because here's what I'm about to do. I'm about to say two different punishments.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem equal.
I mean, and I bet a lot of texts come in like that.
Because earlier, Kevin, we laughed about Chris Jones saying to Tom Brady, "You old MF-er.
Yeah.
You need to retire, MF-er."
Sure.
But MF-er is not the same as the N-word.
Nope.
If Mason Rudolph said that, I honestly think he should be suspended too.
For?
And I'm fine if he's suspended forever.
Forever?
Yeah, man.
Fascinating.
Lifetime ban. All right. Wow. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Wow. Like,
come on,
okay,
man. We're not past that as a society at this point. If you use a term like that, come on, man. On the other side, with Myles Garrett making that up, there needs to be a pretty massive lawsuit if that's the situation.
Okay.
Like there, because that is, and he just said it openly in an interview, right? So you've said, now you have slandered somebody. You've slandered their name. So that's something that I don't think is you can't replace that. You can't make up for it. So that's two different things to me.
All right, there's a whole bunch of...
But again, Kevin, you're right. Because you can figure this out so quickly. There are microphones everywhere. Players
100%.
Are mic'd up. There were many players around him at the time. They must have heard something.
And I know his teammates came out and said he didn't say that. But, like, that's fine. I also get, like, you defend the locker room culture, and I kind of wonder about that. But if there was audio that could prove it, then you'd know either way. From the 817, 4-game additional ban for the lie, lifetime ban if true. From the 469, I think either one should be suspended for the whole season. The 972, yes, you punish either side if it's proven. And from the 214, and this is interesting. Bigger question is, why do you, now I like this because this is a stupid question, but let's get into it. Why do you two white guys always claim people of color are lying? It's a stupid question because that's not what I said at all. We literally proposed both sides of the argument. So if you're going to bring that garbage in here, do better. Sorry. All right.
Don't apologize for that.
I will not. I guess I did. I
you
guess
did.
I, was,
did,
I guess
Kevin.
I did.
Yeah,
right,
you confused
so
me with the
words. Turns
there.
Out I'm the liar. So, I mean, but that's why I think it's relevant. And that's what I wanted to know, the differentials of the punishment, because, you know, I'm always curious how people kind of like maybe not rank these things as the right, but how do people prioritize certain things? And it's like, is having your character trashed and being called a racist, what is that versus like clearly throwing out hate speech or anything like that? So that's why I was curious about that. And man, I know I understand. Everybody in the room here is white, but I hate the idea that like I would obviously be against Myles Garrett. If anything, I would be pro Myles Garrett because he went to Texas A&M. Like, it's as simple as that. And race plays a huge issue in obviously this topic. So to just ignore all these issues is nonsense. So that we can totally have a conversation, but just do better.
Oh, man, the texts are coming in at such a fast pace, I can't even figure out where they are. But one person said, wouldn't Mason have already filed a lawsuit if he hadn't said it? Well, he did. His lawyer already said, we're going to be filing a lawsuit about this. But then it went away.
Like, and then he just brought it back.
The NFL just kind of was like, and I don't know what they said because the NFL hasn't exposed the information. And I really thought, and this is why I'm so curious about this, Kevin, because I thought that the NFL would want to go ahead and put everything out there in the first place. Why did this happen? What triggered somebody to, in front of 70,000 people, 80,000 people, yeah. I don't know how many the stadium holds, rip off somebody's helmet and attack somebody with a weapon?
Yep.
Because that's clearly blind rage in an already violent sport. And yeah, man, this is a violent sport already, so that's already happening, and it picked up and took off. So what caused that? And Kevin, I'm curious to know what you think. Do you think the weight should be similar for a liar versus somebody that may have used a word that he shouldn't have?
Probably not. I would think that...
You weighing it differently?
Yeah, I think I am.
For the liar or for the person that says the hate speech?
I'm putting... And I'm sure this is going to make people upset, but I don't want to like... I have an opinion. I don't want to hide that opinion from y'all. I think if you use the racial slur, then your punishment should be higher.
Okay.
Than if you're a liar, just because I think like... I don't know. It feels worse... For whatever reason, that's just intrinsically what I feel, and people can disagree, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation. So I'm glad that you asked that. One thing I do kind of disagree with, and I've seen some people text in there, and like we can disagree and still have a chat, and it's all fine and well. Is people are saying, well, black people call other black people that. That's not the same,
nah.
And surely we have to all be able to see that that's not the same. And I'm not here to judge how like. One particular race talks to another particular race. But if you don't see how black people saying that to other black people, hopefully at least that they know or maybe not, how that's not different than a white person saying it to a black person, it is. It definitely is. You just have to know that.
I think I brought this up with you recently, and this is a completely different situation now. But my kid came home from school and said that one of his friends gave a white kid
the N card.
The N card.
Yes, my son brought that up to me because he said it was going around at his school.
The pass.
Yeah, I was like, nope.
And I was like, hey, don't be stupid because that's not a real thing. And he was like, no, but he said it was okay to say that word today. And I was like, no, let's not use the word because that's more important, right? Like, let's not use that word. And also, somebody doesn't know anything about that. So be smarter than that. So, but this has become, and I know people are taking two separate sides on this now. And that's one of the things that becomes so divisive. But Kevin, I think somebody that said the NFL doesn't want people to know the truth.
I agree with that. I do.
If it's what?
Okay, because think about it. Look, Myles Garrett just holds a lot more as a name than Mason Rudolph. So if he's lying about this, it really doesn't look great for the NFL to have a former number one draft pick from not that long ago being proven to be a systematic liar, and you kind of wonder, like, whatever other baggage that he has that comes along with that. But on the flip side, if Mason Rudolph got smashed in the head by a helmet because he called somebody the N-word, then that's really problematic for them, because then all of a sudden people are going to, like, oh, so you're going to punish him for standing up for his heritage? Or people are going to be like, well, you have to punish him because he could have killed somebody. And, like, that is a huge problem for the NFL. I do kind of agree with that.
From the 512, if he's lying, that I'd suspend him for another season. Instead of taking the punishment moving on, he's trying to pull some BS now.
And I do want to point out, I don't want people to think that, like, I'm just dismissing if he's lying. Look, I think this is a giant problem as well. If Myles Garrett is out there pushing a false narrative to try to cover up why he tried to maybe potentially kill someone out on the football field because he was like, well, I'm going to say that he was a racist. That is obviously a huge problem, and that speaks a lot to the character of Myles Garrett. I don't know who is telling the truth, but I think we can all agree on this. Somebody is lying. Like, Mason Rudolph or Myles Garrett are absolutely lying. Either he called him the N-word or he did not. There could be no weird compromise or anything like that. One of them is lying. And I think that I believe that the NFL has the audio. And they're like, nope, because I'm not making this a bigger thing again.
Again, it doesn't make sense for a lot of the teammates to have stood up for him. Because I guarantee you, if there's a teammate in the Steelers locker room that heard that, they're not having his back afterwards. That's not going to work that way. Just because your teammates doesn't mean anything in that situation. That extends beyond the playing field. So I think, yeah, you're right, Kevin. Somebody is lying, and as you can see on the fan text, it stirs the conversation, and it's divisive. But that's one of the reasons I think, Kevin, we talk about this all the time. We like for our show to be a big bar table, and we want everybody to pull up a seat at the bar, and we want everybody to come in and hear and have their conversations, and we can do it the right way. And I'm hoping, and it looks like a lot of people have great opinions.
Which is awesome, because I love these conversations because, okay, let's say we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum about everything. Well, maybe I can learn more about what you think and you can learn more about what I think. And not that we have to agree, but at least I can get a sense for your, like, sense of mind. But if you call somebody, you're like, you're an idiot or you're a racist, like, that's going to shut down your conversations most times.
G-Bag played some audio recently, Kevin, and it was really, and I know we're running a little behind here, but it was really funny because you said, how can you not know? How can you be so dumb to not know why that offends somebody or why something is offensive? But G-Bag played the other day this audio of a guy that was giving a speech about being from Mexico and what his kids have to deal with. And then another guy was sitting down and he goes, why'd you come from Mexico in the first place? And then looked around the room like, what? What did I say? How was that offensive? And everybody in the room was like, are you kidding me? And he was like, what? I have no clue. It just doesn't. But again, some people, man, they're in a bubble. They're in their own bubble.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.